Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington. And thus, we shall now be going deeper into Wackner's Mad. We'll be going to floor 32. Well, level 32. And here we are. Alright, I'm in the middle of the dungeon in a little square. And it looks like there's question marks on each side, and I'm pretty sure they lead to seemingly disconnected segments. Alright, I'm in the southwest corner of this little circle, or little square, because when you're at tile-based circles and little squares look the same. Because you can only really make a big circle, because the tiles are quite large. An elaborate engraving of a forest scene dominates the west wall in this section of the corridor. The carved likeness of 4 tackerbacks adorn the center of the engraving. Is it the same one I get back? Trio? Pair? Yeah, when I quote from the... Okay. By changing the number, you can open up new places. And if I approach from the south, the number of tackerbacks increases. Approach from the north, it decreases. And it can't get lower than 1. There's always at least 1 tackerback. But how many tackerbacks can I add? Pair, trio, 4. Okay, so each tackerback can, in this one at least, you can raise it to 4. Okay, I'm going to go to the west now. A short iron lever, each of its sides bear an engraving that depicts 4 packet tackerbacks, protrudes from the wall here. The lever, currently perpendicular to floor, can be moved into 1 of 3 different positions. Pull it up. You pull the lever up, the short iron bar ticks into place. Pull the lever down. Yeah, and it moves down. Pull it up. I'm not sure what this does. Maybe it locks things in place, not sure. Suddenly, the sound of something moving just beyond the range of your light sends your pulse racing. You peer along the passage, straining your eyes against the gloom in an effort to determine what may be lurking up ahead. After nearly a minute, you decide that whatever you heard is no longer there. With your every sense alert for the first sign of danger, you cautiously resume your exploration. I assume something has sneaked out and we'll bump into it later. Okay, this section is just a rectangle. It's north-south orientated. It's 3 across, 5 up. And it's just the outside. You can't explore the middle. Suddenly, a strange feeling comes over you, as if your energy is being rapidly drained away. Picking a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from aura, 20 from mind, 10 from spirit. Gotta get 75 or more. It's another one of those drainage checks, like all the others on so many other floors. Pick now. 67. Failure. You're unable to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that has assailed you. 5. Neville Reserve has been drained away. Well, that's not that bad for drainage. Here's another Okra archetype. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. The lurching silhouette of an Ocarok suddenly appears at the edge of your sight just up ahead. The silent being of wood and iron, its movements less fluid than the Ocarok you've encountered outside the Labyrinth, bears down on you with startling speed as it launches a swift and savage attack. Now, are these Ocarok part of the original dungeon design that Wagner made these many centuries ago? Or were they added by either the portal itself or some whatever else is sneaky around here? Because we were told that someone else's come is here, so maybe they're adding Ocarok? Who knows, who knows? Quick combat. Anyway, it is slain, you get 17 XP. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. And as I've been for the last few episodes, I have Umdrol's Oakenrod equipped, because it has a special stun attack against Ocarok, which is pretty much all you can do against them because they scale, you know, on them, bash them. All you can do specifically against them, that is. Alright, going up the west side, we have a suddenly. A bright silver light suddenly floods the passage. You instinctively throw up your hands to shield your eyes from the fierce glow. Moments later, when the light has faded, you uncover your eyes. There, standing in the centre of the corridor, directly in front of you, is the pale blue apparition of Wagner. The young bent mage attempts to smile, but almost as quickly as the expression disappears, it vanishes, returning to its familiar stoic countenance. "You are not alone here, Sir Crokington," he says, his voice soft and wavering. "Okay, so what's also here? Did they bring the Ocarok?" "Hurry down to me. I do not know how much longer I can hold out. My enemy is not yet able to assail my last abode. But such a time is not far off. Hurry!" Wagner falls silent and raises his eyes to meet your curious gaze. Well, I guess he lowers his eyes because Sir Crokington is very, very small. Well, usually. A strange sensation washes over you. 1024 experience to general and 128 experience to all skills and powers. As the odd feeling begins to diminish, a flash of silver light suddenly fills the passage. You instinctively throw up your eyes. My eyes are already up. That's just part of being a toad. You instinctively throw up your hands to shield your eyes from the fierce glow. Moments later, when the light has faded, you uncover your eyes. There was no longer any sign of Wagner in the dark passage. I guess, okay, he just sent his message and then quickly disappeared before he was tracked down. Makes sense. Another Ocarok archetype. It was probably going, "Ooh, it's Wagner! Aww." Oh, it would be disappointed. "Wagner, eliminate! Sir Crokington, eliminate!" It's not disappointed because Ocarok don't have feelings. They just smash things. Quick combat. Another 17 experience. Now I'm going to do a bit of healing. Alright, and trap check. 136 is a success, so only 3 Neville Reserve was drained away. And now I've went all around this western side. Okay. Alright, pair. Trio. Okay, looks like that lever did lock it into place. Pull the lever down. Moves into place. Pull it into the middle, moves into place. I guess it can't really change when I'm... Yeah. Yeah, now I've moved the lever, the floor disappears. Alright, I'm going to lower the stuff to lower the tacker backs to 1. Floor will appear. Pull the lever up. And then it doesn't matter how many tacker backs there are on the western side. Okay, now not on the northern side of the square in the middle. An elaborate engraving of a forest scene dominates the north wall in this section of the corridor. The carved likeness of a lone tacker back adorns the centre of the engraving. And there's something in the northeast corner. Is it the way down? We shall see. Yep, it's the inverted pyramid formation. Can I use it yet? Oh, obviously not. There's plenty more to do on this floor. And there's a lone tacker back. And lone tacker back when I approach from the west. Quick combat the Oak Rook archetype. And if I approach from... approach from the west and the number of tacker backs increases. And now it's gone up to 4. And now pull the lever up to lock it in place. And just to check that's worked, I'll lower the tacker backs to 3 for approaching from the east. I'm not going to touch the lever again unless Clasius area disappears. Okay, and this is a little fork shaped area of the dungeon. And there are 3 tines on this fork. The fork points north. And there's question marks east and west of where I entered. I'll go west first. A large wooden door, flaked on either side, but ornate stone pillars seals off the passage just ahead. The silhouettes of 3 tacker backs are emblazoned in the middle of the door. A heavy iron latch hangs on the right side of the door. Attempt to open the door. Despite several varying attempts, the door does not open. Okay, what if I go east? 3 tacker backs again. Nope, doesn't open. There's an alcove to the north. A grotesque stone face of a bearded man protrudes from the wall here. All the features of the face have been exaggerated, giving it a monstrous impression. The strange face of the stone bears no particular impression. Examine the stone face. As you step towards the wall, a loud grating sound fills the air. As the expression on the stone face begins to change. The strange face of stone is now frowning. What if I look at it again? No particular expression. Frowning. Okay. It could be only frowning or no particular expression. Now, I think the way to get past that doors is to send the number of tacker backs somewhere to 3. 4 tacker backs, 3 to the north. Okay, can I get past the door now? Attempt to open the door. Okay, head back west. Maybe I have to set them all to 3. Attempt to open the door. Okay, I'm just going to go... I'm going to put a pin in that for now and make my way clockwise along the square in the middle. Right, a pair of tacker backs on the eastern side. Make that a lone tacker back. Right, and pair. Trio approaching from the north to raise it. Okay, we got trio. Right, now pull the lever so nothing disappears. You push the lever up. The short iron bar clicks into place. Now I'm able to explore that. The sound of something moving just beyond... The sound of something moving just beyond the range of your light sends your pulse racing. You peer along the passage, straining your eyes against the gloom in effort to determine what may be lurking up ahead. After nearly a minute, you decide that whatever you heard is no longer there. With your every sense alert from the first sign of danger, you cautiously resume your exploration. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fierce denizens of Rachna's labyrinth. The large, inky silhouette of a long-legged spider peels away from the wall just just ahead and slips silently towards you through the gloom. The sinister arachnid, composed entirely out of shadow, moves in swiftly, eager to snare and devour its intended prey. Hello! We probably have to fight to the death, but, yeah. Oh well, at least it's not a wheel spider. The shadow spider, you know, because I'd feel bad about that. You know, spiders, they're just doing their best. The shadow spider attempts to impale you with its deadly stinger. Keep going, and it is slain. 15 XP. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, this is another 3x5 rectangle. Just going to go clockwise around it. There's another shadow spider. Quick combat, 15 XP. And there's drainage check. I passed it with 111. 2 Never Reserve drained away. Another shadow spider. And that's another 15 XP. We have a suddenly. A bright silver light suddenly fills your passage. You instinctively throw up your hands to shield your eyes from the fierce glow. Moments later, when the light has faded, you uncover your eyes. There, standing in the centre of the corridor, directly in front of you, is the pale blue apparition of Ragnar. Oh, hello again. The young bent mage. Well, he's not. He just looks young. Well, I think we all know he's not actually young. He's actually ridiculously old. Possibly even older than Windor was, and he was old. Old! The young bent mage attempts to smile, but almost as quickly as the expression appears, it vanishes, returning to its familiar stoic countenance. Is he older than Nirith, though? Ragnar Nirith. Who is older? Because apparently Nirith is 1,000 years old. So that is definitely something. I don't think they're very clear about how old, about the times, but it's definitely centuries. Returning to his familiar stoic countenance, the young bent mage appears to smile, but as quickly as the expression appears, it vanishes, returning to its familiar stoic countenance. It is here. Sir Grogington, buried deep, below even where I made my last abode, he says, his voice soft and wavering. You will find it, and you will wield it. It is not fated, but for I put little faith in fate, but it will be. Bring me the hammer, and we may find it. Together. Ragnar falls silent for a moment. When he speaks, he appears to be reciting something in a metered verse. A path of honour, a test of faith, a trial looms for thee. Go forth a hero, twice reborn. Set sleeping spirit free. That's the rhyme of Merzak. From the whole Blade of Merzak quest, which I think, and I don't have the blade with me right now, if it's here, then what I have there isn't the blade, or at least not all the blade.
Wait a minute.
The Tablet of Merzak, yeah. And there's the poem he's just said is on the Tablet of Merzak. We spent a few adventures going around the kingdom, getting the tablet in 3 parts, then getting the box, and then we're getting some bobs. Getting some wooden wads that apparently do something with it. And we've got an ancient lantern as well, which will apparently do something. Yeah, we've done quite a bit of stuff that's associated with the Tablet of Merzak. But I'm guessing that since it's now crucial to... it's going to be crucial to an entire event, even if you didn't get the item because it's... because you can get it at a place that... let's just say, moves. Yeah, moves. Or, of course, you could sell it. Or throw it away. So I'm guessing the game has a... can just sort of wiggle it about. So if you don't have it, you get it somehow. You know, so that story can advance. It's like with the... it's like with a granite key. The key when you were... granite key you used for the adventure when you confronted Balak's undead dad. It's just, if you didn't have the key, the guy just said, oh, you didn't pick it up. Oh, I picked it up. Here it is. And that also means that you can, if you store the granite key, he gets you a second granite key. And that is a little trick, that, because the granite key has a -1 encumbrance. So that can increase the amount of weight you can carry. Only by 1, so it's probably only occasionally going to let you pick up one more piece of equipment. I guess over a long time it adds up, but it's probably not really worth the aggro. But it might be, considering it's permanent bonus for no real work. But it also, everyone can look at your item and see, yeah, you did some trickery there. Anyway, so at the bottom of Wacknar's Mad, behind whatever a boat below, even where Wacknar himself lives, is the Blade of Merzak. And then presumably we can use that, and that hammer will help in some way, to presumably stab the sentient portal, and then that will probably revert it to a stage where we can close it in a regular fashion, probably using various things that we've gathered on the way down, help from Wacknar, probably something to do with maybe the Ring of Greater Warding will probably help too. It's all just a huge, massive, big pile. Maybe there'll be a puzzle. I don't know, because this part isn't in the game yet. But I'm thinking there'll be a puzzle. Just so you can set things up. And so all sorts of closey magic and things goes upon it. And it gets zapped and it's destroyed and everyone is saved. Or something like that, but you know. With good writing, you know, not the vague wombling that I make, because I'm not the GM. In case you ever thought that, no, I'm not the GM. The GM is a different person. He's Matthew Yarrows. I'm not sure what the H stands for. That's one of the many mysteries that we shall not know, along with whoever VWK is. It's another one of those mysteries. Right. Wacknar falls silent and raises his eyes to meet your curious gaze. A strange sensation washes over you. 1,024 experience to general and 128 experience to all skills and powers. As the odd feeling begins to diminish, a flash of silver light suddenly fills the passage. You instinctively throw up your hands and shield your eyes from the fierce glow. Moments later, when the light has faded, you uncover your eyes. There was no longer any sign of Wagner in the dark passage. Good, good. Yep. You should definitely stay in your abode, because that's... You probably have all sorts of crazy wizardy defences there. Where the portal and whatever other evils have sneaked their way into the labyrinth can't get you quite as easily. Alright, keep going clockwise around this section. Energy's being rapidly drained away, but not that rapidly. 124 is a success. Just 3 Neville Reserve was lost. O'Cork archetype, quick combat that for 17 XP. Exploration status. Based on what you observed, you're fairly certain that a dwindling number of wandering foes remain. Alright, so probably, I don't know, between 7 and 10. The air is cold and still in this level of Wagner's Perilous Labyrinth, and that's just the message you get on every tile when there's nothing peculiar to look at. Alright, 4 attacker backs. Ogrok archetype again. Quick combat. 17 XP. Alright, now onto the south side. Elaborate engraving of a forest scene dominates the south wall of this section. The carved likeness of a trio of attacker backs adorns the centre of the clearing. I go east and west, it's 4. And that's as high as it goes. Alright, and then I go from west to east, and it becomes a pair. Oh, and now the way is clear. There's another fork here, this one points south. Move into 3 positions, different positions, the lever. Short iron lever, each of the sides bear an engraving that depicts 3 tacker backs produced from the wall here. Pull the lever up. Locks into place. Now this area is going to stay open, no matter how many tacker backs are shown on the various on the wall. Alright, alcove directly south. 3-pronged fork. The middle fork is... As you attempt to move south, you're forcibly repelled by an invisible barrier. Assume something I do will probably remove that, because why else would the barrier be there unless you're supposed to lower it? Because if they don't want me to be there, they just, wouldn't have any passage there at all. And they wouldn't build a place unless you're supposed to go there. And west, a large wooden door, flanked on either side by ornate stone pillars, steals off the passage just ahead. The silhouettes of 3 tacker backs were emblazoned in the middle of the floor. Heavy light iron latch hangs on the right side of the door. Attempt to open the door. Despite several varying attempts, the door does not open. Head back east. And the same again on the east side. Okay, 3 tacker backs all round. Okay, I'm just going to keep going. Trio. Pair. Shadow spider. Quick combat that. I'm going clockwise. I think that's what raises it. 4. 4. Quick combat. And 4. Trio. Just keep going round and round clockwise until they're all 4. And then I'll be able to lower them all to 3. 4 and 4. Okay, now I can make... Now I'm going to make a full circle in reverse. So 3 on the south side, 3 on the east side, 3 on the north side. Fortunately, with all the levers I've pulled, the passages do not disappear. Okay. Can I get past the door? No. Head back west. Can I get past the west door? No. Okay, maybe it's nothing to do with those numbers. Okay, what about if I just pull this lever? Pull the lever down, because it says three tacker packs here, three tacker packs on the lever. Pull the lever down. So you pull the lever down, the short iron bar moves silently into place. Okay, can I go attempt to open the door? No, door does not open. And what about if I move the door to the middle? Okrok archetype first. Quick combat, 17 XP. Small number of wandering foes remain. Okay, put it in the middle position.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Head west. Open the door. No. Alright, and okay, and setting the I'm passing the engravings on the walls to clockwise, but then I'm quickly reverting back to them anti-clockwise. So they stay at 3. Okay, can I go past the ones on the south side? Heavy iron latch lines on the side of the door here. Attempt to open the door. Door doesn't open. Is there something I'm supposed to do here? Head back east. There's a shadow spider. Quick combat that. 15 XP. Alright, I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do here. There's a barrier. That doesn't seem to do anything. Alright, I'm going to keep going clockwise. Oh yeah, now that I've moved that bar to the northern bit, passage to the lever in the passage northern bit to the middle. Right. Trio. Pair. Alright, gotta set them all to four. I'm gonna pull the lever up so at least it stays in place. 4. Four. Okay, now west side is 3. South side is 3. North side is 3. East side is 3. North side is 3. Pull the lever down. Right. Can I open the door? No. Must be something I can do, but... Alright, I'm going to keep going anti-clockwise until I've got them all to... Got all the doors down to one tacker back. A pair, quick combat for another shadow spider. Now, there's probably something very obvious that I'm not doing. And when I figure it out, I'm going to feel really stupid that I haven't figured out this incredibly obvious thing that solves this dungeon. Okay. Lone tacker back. Attempt to open the door. No, we can't open the door. Head back east. What is going on here? I mean, we've got doors I can't get through. And that's about it, really, on this floor. There's no prompt to use an item, so it's not that. Okrok archetype, another one. Very few wandering foes remain. Now, maybe if I keep fighting wandering foes, One of them will drop something important. 15 XP. Still very few. I'm just going to wander around the west part. To a 1 out of wandering foes. And I hope that they'll drop something important. Or a clue. Or something I can use to get through this dungeon. Yeah, sorry I'm taking so long to solve this. I've sort of forgot how to do it. Okay. And I'm not going to check the wiki until I'm absolutely, completely stumped. That does. Still very few wandering foes remain. Just keep going clockwise around the western bit. Do 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 do, going around, looking for some Ultrawax smash. 17 XP. Still very few. How many is there left when there's very few? I guess we could find out, but still. Thought I'd done them by now. Oakwork archetype, quick combat. 15 XP. Lone wandering foe remains. So, after that. I just hope it drops something. I don't think it will, but it might. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Oakwork archetype, it's the final one. 17 XP. Nothing happened. No wandering foes remain. Okay. I'm going to set all the... I'm going to go clockwise and set all the dials to 3. We got pair, 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 pair. Trio to the south. Trio to the west. Trio to the north. Trio to the east. Right, can I get through the doors? Open the door. Nope, temp doesn't allow opening thing. And as I pull levers currently up, whatever I pull it down. Right, let's have a closer look at these doors. A large wooden door. No, that was a lore book link, not an observation link. A large wooden floor tacked on either, flanked on either side by ornate stone pillars seals off the passage just ahead. The silhouettes of the 3 Takaback wait. Wood and stone. Wait a minute. The buttons! The buttons on the previous floor! Head back west. So this here, large wooden door flanked on either side by ornate stone pillars. So, stone, wood, stone. Okay. I have a thing to do. Maybe it's not the thing. Trio. 4. Alright, I can just wait. Step on the engraved slab. Alright. To 31. Is that the one with the buttons? I don't think so. Step on the engraved slab. No, that's the way. Right, I'm going to go down. So I can go up. Grave slab. 30. There we are. And just west. Okay. We've got wood, stone, wood. Let's just invert them. Now I have stone, wood, stone. Head back east. Okay. Step on the engraved slab. To floor 32. Trio, 4, right, I'm going to open the way to the south, or I would, but then I closed it again. Trio, a pair is the way, move to the middle position, move it up, that allows things to set up. Alright, trio of tackerbacks adorn the centre of the engraving. Alright. The lever, I think, is in the right position now. Okay, look at the doors. Attempt to open the door. Yes! We have a suddenly! 128 experience to general. As you step towards the door, a dazzling curtain of silver sparkles suddenly appears, obscuring the massive slab of wood. Seconds later, when the shimmering curtain vanishes, there is no longer any sign of either the door or the pillars that flanked it. The passage ahead is now clear. Yeah, I keep forgetting that sometimes you have to do things on previous floors. I mean, with the dials, it was obvious, and I guess that is you doing things on previous floors, but the dials have kind of took a back seat for a while. I'm pretty sure that it'll make a comeback. I'm on the right prong, the east prong, and the south. Grotesque stone face of a bearded man protrudes from the wall here. All appearances, features, the face have been exaggerated, giving it a monstrous appearance. The strange face of stone bears no particular impression. Examine the stone face. Distraught. Examine again. No particular. Okay, I'm going to set them all to just... It's now frowning. Smiling. Okay, I'm not sure what those do, but... There's a barrier to the south. Attempt to open the door. Suddenly, 128 experience to general. As you step towards the door, a dazzling curtain of silver sparkles suddenly appears, obscuring the massive slab of wood. Seconds later, when the shimmering curtain vanishes, there is no longer any sign of either the doors or the pillars that flanked it. The passage ahead is now clear. Alright, now let's check out the western prong. It's another one of those stone faces. I look at it and it can change to distraught. No particular expression. Frowning. I don't know what those do. Maybe something will turn up on the other side. Alright, and the north side isn't working. There's a pair. Trio. And four. Four opens the way. Pull the lever up to lock it in place. Four, and then set that back to trio by approaching from the east or clock. From clockwise. Okay. I'm going to leave that lever be. Can I get past the door now? Yes, I can. 128 experience to general. As you step towards the door, a dazzling curtain of blue silver sparkles suddenly appears, obscuring the massive slab of wood. Now, I'm not sure if adjusting those numbers actually helped. Seconds later, the numbers of tackerbacks on the walls, that is. I'm not sure if that actually helped, but maybe it did. Seconds later, when the shimmering curtain vanishes, no longer any sign of either the door, the pillars that flanked it, the passage ahead is now clear. Okay, we've got a question mark on the eastern prong. Forced through a pair by an invisible barrier. Just another of those doors. Suddenly, 128 experience to general. As you step towards the door, a dazzling curtain of silver sparkles suddenly appears, obscuring the massive slab of wood. Seconds later, when the shimmering curtain vanishes, there is no longer any sign of the door or the pillars that flanked it. The passage ahead is now clear. And there's another barrier to the north. Alright. There's something I do with all these. With these stone faces. Distraught. Frowning. Distraught. No particular expression. Frowning. No particular expression. Distraught. I'm going to set all the faces to distraught. Maybe that'll do something. Maybe it won't. I'm going to ignore the number of attacker bats because I think I've done what I need to do. Examine the stone face. Frowning. Distraught. Alright. The southeastern face is distraught. Now, southwestern faces, smiling, frowning, no particular expression, smiling, frowning. No, I don't want that, I want distraught. Distraught, okay. All the faces are now distraught. Can I go through the barrier? Forcefully repelled by invisible barrier. Okay. Right, stoic countenance. And I'm gonna ignore the faces. Okay, barrier on the northeast bit. Visible barrier. Visible barrier. Okay. Smiling. Okay, I'm gonna set them all to smiling. No particular reason, just on a whim. Because that's just the first I saw, really, so. Anyway, southeastern face. No particular expression. Distraught. Frowning. No particular expression. Distraught. Yeah, well, when you don't want distraught, that's when they turned up. Now it's smiling. Alright, south side, western prong, or tine, or whatever. Smiling, smiles all around. Ah, oh, no, I changed it again. No particular expression, smiling. Okay, now can we get through the barriers? Forcefully repelled by an invisible barrier. Or maybe, can I place my hand in impression? Nope, nothing happens yet. Nope, I haven't solved this dungeon yet. Oh, I just did one of the faces. Distraught. No particular expression. Smiling, smiles all around. Alright, northeast. You're standing in a small, semicircular circular chamber just to the north of the passage you've been following. Hovering in the centre of the room, 4 feet off the floor, is a glowing, fist-sized blue orb. The floating orb is covered by what appears to be a thin layer of ice. When you attempt to approach the orb, the strange spear swiftly moves just beyond your grasp. A particular item may be used here. Of course, it's time for the Hammer of Icy Wrath. 64 experience to general. You hold up the Hammer of Icy Wrath, tilting its massive, frost-covered head towards the icy blue orb. The floating orb immediately flares brightly, dazzling your eyes with its azure radiance. After only a few moments, the dazzling glow fades, leaving behind no trace of the blue orb. Much to astonishment, however, you discover another small blue gem. Okay, not... I don't know, come on now. I'm no longer astonished by this. I'm no longer astonished at all. Much to your expectation, you discover another small blue gem, its colour nearly identical to that of the vanished orb, now embedded in the base of the fearsome hammer's frozen head. Okay, let's check out the west side. There used to be a barrier here, but now you're standing in a small circle. Yep, it's another glowing fist-sized blue orb. Use the Hammer of Icy Wrath. You get another gem for the hammer. Okay, maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe you don't have to set them the same. You just have to set them to... Okay, I probably have to set these both the same. Face is now frowning. On the eastern side, smiling, distraught, frowning. Okay, I mean pointing, the mouth pointing down, south side, nope, not frowning. Okay, maybe no particular expression then. No particular expression. And examine the stone face, distraught. Frowning. No particular expression. Can I get past now? No? Okay. Distort. Alright, I'm setting it to distort again. We had it distort before. Distort. Repelled by an invisible barrier. Pair of tuckerbacks. Lone tuckerback. Okay, I'm going to set the numbers of the south pointing tuckerback engraving to 3. Because there's 3 tuckerbacks on the lever. Alright, not that then. Oh, there must be something I can do to set the dials open. Now, I mean, on the previous one, getting the faces wide opened it. No particular expression. Distort. Right, I'm going to try distort again. Keep going. Smiling. Distort. Right. Forcibly repelled by an invisible barrier. Must be some clue, but I don't see it. Maybe I was told, but I wasn't paying attention. Maybe it's on a previous floor I forgot. No particular expression. Frowning. Distort. Smiling. Frowning, no particular expression, and no, okay, I'm going to set them both to frowning. I think on the first time I tried that, the number wasn't right. Frowning, and on the western side, frowning, I looked again and I changed it. Now it's frowning again. Now, can I open the dial now? No. What do I do? I pull the lever down. No. Pulling the lever down didn't seem to do anything. Other than make it so I can't go there anymore. Alright, trio. Pair. Pull the lever up. Maybe it's pair what will set it off. I don't know. There's something I can set these faces to and these tuckerbacks and all this stuff. Is there any? Just an invisible barrier. Nothing around that to indicate what you do. I'm stuck. I'm checking the wiki. Okay. It turns out that I set the dials on the other side. So I set the dials on the... I set the faces on the north side for the south. And on the south side for the north. Alright. I'm not even paying attention to the number of tuckerbacks. Alright, set the face to frowning. Now the way should be open. Okay. Probably should have been able to figure that out, but I didn't. And I gave up. Okay. And here's another warp we can get. I could have got it quicker if I wasn't such a dum-dum. But I did. So, Hammer of Icy Wrath. 64 XP to General. The orb is got. And the hammer has another one of those icy blue gems. Small blue gems. Let's have a look at that hammer now. Hammer of Icy Wrath. It's still 1 melee waiting. all its stats are the same, but now it's 29 small icy blue gems are embedded in the frost-covered iron at the base of the hammer's head. Now, I'm not sure what those icy blue gems do, but presumably they power up an icy magic or something. Anyway, now I should be able to make my way down to the next level, because I've got the three gems. Hands in impression. Yep. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved scorch. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorned its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of the Wackler's Perilous Labyrinth has just been unlocked. Alright, step on the engraved slab. I'm going to have a peek at 33. Okay, this is a big, mazy level. I mean, this passage is twisting all over the place with question marks all round. Yeah, so, yeah, that's going to be, considering how big and twisty it is, if I try to explore that, we will go well over an hour. And I try to not go over an hour, just because. So instead, I am making my way out of Wackner's Mad. Alright, place your hand in the impression, and we're going to make our way to the village of Ashlar, where we shall visit the Sage Lord Tavern and regale the inhabitants with tales of our latest adventures and have some beer, eat some tasty bugs, because, you know, toad. Eat some tasty bugs and some regular victuals as well. And then, in the next adventure, we shall go down and explore level 33 of Wackner's Mad. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.